Okay, so we're in the middle of learning about Hilchos Kriyat Shema, and more importantly, if you want to be mafsek in the middle of Kriyat Shema for different reasons. So first we spoke about if, let's say, your Rebbe comes in and you want to say Shalom Aleichem to him. But last week we spoke about whether, if you get called up for an aliyah in the middle of Kriyat Shema, whether you're allowed to be mafsek for that. We ended off with Lamaisa Meshabruah does say that you should, yes, be masik, even if it's a Yisrael that gets called up. You should be masik, even if you're in the middle of Shema itself, not just the Brichas Kriyat Shema, you should be masik. Now, Lamaisa, what the Meshabruah was relying on, and we traced it back, and we ended up with a little shrekite, but Lamaisa, the halacha is that you should be masik. So now we'll go on to the. This is in Siman Samach Vav, but we'll end up talking. Somebody asked some shaylos last week about being Samach Geula with Tefillah. So may as well dive right into that. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalad Mabez, there's a few Gemaras that talk about it, but we don't have time to go through all of them. So this Gemara is the first one in Brachas. We'll talk about this one. Amar Mar. Koyre Kriyashma Umispal. You should say Kriyashma and then you should daven. That's what the Mishnah said. Or that's what Mar said. So it's a riot to what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Ezu ben Olam Haba. Who is somebody who's worthy of Olam Haba? Ze ha-soymich gu'ula tefila shal arvis. Somebody who is soymich gu'ula l'tfila. Rabbi Yeshua by Mar, he says specifically, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, tefilas be'amtsa teknum. No, tefilas were sandwiched between the Shema. So really, Shema is the outer, and Tefillah is in the inner. So therefore, it doesn't have to be that Shema comes right before Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei is actually sandwiched between the two Shemas. The Shema is in the morning, and the Shema at night. So b'maikim b'fili, what's the makhlak? Yes, yibayisim akrei, yibayisim asfara. Some say it's a pasuk they're arguing in, and some say it's a svara. Yibayisim asfara. Rabbi Yochanan savar geulah mi'ortanami havi. What's Rabbi Yochanan svara? Why you should be saying geulah Tefillah at night? He says, because there is also a gula at night. The gula started from the night. Remember in Mitzrayim? It started at night. El gula mal yasal ehavi el tzafra. I mean, the eventual exodus was in the morning, but it really all started at night. So, therefore, you should already have the gula starting at night. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi savar, kivan deloy havi el mitzafra, since it was really the Exodus itself was from the morning. Lo havi gula mal yasa, so it was not considered a gula mal yasa. So again, exactly what the machlekes said. They both said the same exact thing. They both said it's not a gula mal yasa at night, but lemaisa there was a gula starting. Okay, but lemaisa, you know, Rabbi Shulman, Rabbi Yechanan saying, okay, lemaisa there is some sort of gula, and Rabbi Shulman Levi says, no, we go for either it is the gula or it's not the gula. You know, starting the gula in the middle of the gula. Is the gula here or not? So that's the machlekes. V'ibayisayim akrosus. So that's the machlekes if it's a svara. Now some say that it's a machlekes in the pasuk. V'shnei mikra echadarsha. They darshan the same pasuk. B'siv. The pasuk says in Shema, v'shach v'cha uv'kumecha. Shav Yechanan savar makish chiva l'kima. Shav Yechanan says you should make the hakish. Says shach v'kumecha is lying down and getting up. Makima krishma v'achakach tefila. So just like when you get up, what do you do first? You say Kriya Shema, and then you daven. So too, when you're lying down, when you're going to sleep, what should you do first? First you do Kriya Shema, and then you do Tefillah. So that's our Rabbi Yochanan learns beautiful Hekesh. Rabbi Shulman Levi Savar, Makesh Shchiva Lakima. Also, you make the same Hekesh. But he darshens a little differently. Makima, what do you do? Kriya Shema, Samach Lamitasai. When you get up in the morning, Kriya Shema is the first thing that you hit in davening, or the first thing, but it's very close to when you're getting up, close to your bed, literally. So too, when you're going to sleep, Kriya Shema should be right before you go to sleep. Kriya Shema is always next to your bed. So when you get up, Kriya Shema, and when you're going to sleep, Kriya Shema should be the closest. So first you daven, Shema Nasri, and then you do Kriya Shema. That is how Rabbi Shulman Levi learns. So Masim, my brother, we know, Ba'erev Mavarach Shtayim Lefanel, Shtayim Lachra. Wait a second, we know that you make two brachas after Shema. Right? And by Marv, you make two brachas before and two brachas afterwards. Right? Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenim. V'yamrit Ba'i Lismaich. And if you're going to tell me that you have to do Saimach Gula Tefillah, Halei Kaisamach Gula Tefillah. Gula is Shema, right? The end of that's really when the Gula is what we're referring to here. And you have to be Sayyim Gula Tefillah, so what are we doing making two brachas? So Ami, they said, Kivan ditakinu rabbanan hashkivenu. Since the Maisa the Rabbanan said, you have to say Ashkivenu, so kigu'ula arichta dami. So it's like a long gu'ula. Let's just finish up the Gemara before we take that apart. The loytem ahach, we don't say the shachas echim matzi samach. How you suppose? What do you mean? What happens by shachas? Well, Amar Biyechon v'tchilah Hashem svasai tivdach. Right? We start off our Shemun essay with Hashem svasai tivdach. Ubasayif v'amir lotsin refi. Okay. At the end, you say lotsin. But lemais in the beginning, you say Hashem svasai. You're not. So again, you're not being assigned with gula tefillah. Elahasam kivan ditakinu rabbanan lameim Hashem svasai tivdach kitfila arich tadami. Since the rabbanan say that you should say Hashem svasai before you daven, so therefore it's like a long tefila. It's like you started the tefila with Hashem svasai. So hachanami kivan ditakinu rabbanan lameim hashkivenu kigul arich tadami. So since the rabbanan said they made a takana to do to say hashkivenu, so it's like a gul arich tadami. So. You know, the Pashup Shad just said it's very sure. What does this mean? Just because the Rabbanan said you should do something, that makes it like a Gula Richta? The whole Kash was, we know that the Rabbanan did. They said they say Ashkivenu after Gula. But how can you call that a Gula? It's a different bracha. It's nothing to do with Gula. What are you telling me it's a Gula Richta? So the Gemara is very awesome. It doesn't really explain, which we'll get to later. We'll see that there is a Pshat, what Ashkivenu has to do with. Has to do with Geula. So first, let's just take a quick look at Rashi. So Rashi, which is the next Marah Malkim here, Rashi says Zeha Saimich. So what's interesting is that he said Ezu ben Aylam Haba Zeha Saimich Geula Tefila Shal Arvis. That going to say being Saimich Geula Tefila by Marv. What about Shachris? How come you're only ben Aylam Haba if you do it by Marv? So Rashi says Zeha Saimich V'Kol Shekein the Shachris. For sure, Shachris, you have to be Saimich Gula Tefillah. The Iker Gula Mitzrayim is Shachris. Everybody agrees, like we said, that the Iker Gula Mitzrayim was in the morning. Not only that, but David HaMelech also, he was Miramis to this Indian of Saimich Gula Tefillah in Tehillim. It says, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. Right? So Tzuri V'Goyali. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says a very interesting thing. He says, "Misha ena seimach gulat tefila." So the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, if someone is not seimach gulat tefila, what is he similar to? La'ayavay shamelach, to somebody who's the king loves. Shabba, what does he do? V'dafek apischa shamelach. He comes and knocks on the door. Yotza melach. La'ayavay shamelach above v'dafek apischa shamelach. And then the king comes to the door and he sees that the person left already. He didn't wait for the king to come to the door. He knocks on the door, knocking, and then he just leaves. And then the king comes and says, oh, who's knocking my door? No one's there. Eliyah, the Makarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but first, what should you do? First, you have to be Makarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. Umaratzeyu, and be Marat to him. First, you praise Hashem and be merat to him and say and with slishbachos about thank you so much for being Mesiyas Mitzrayim, and then he will become close. And then when he's close to you, that's when you ask your tzrachim. So first, like we know, same thing with tefillah, right? We talk first about the Magen Avraham. We don't talk about any bakashas the first few questions. The same thing that we're just trying to be mishabeach Hashem and merat him, and then once he's near to us and he loves us, then we can keep on our questions. So, right. So we see that from Rashi that this is not just an Indian, obviously, to be slain with Gula Tefillah by Maariv, but it is also the same thing by Shachris. So Tosfos asks the obvious question everyone's thinking about, is that what happened to the other bracha? We say, Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Amen Amen. We say, Yiru Einenu. So what about that? So Tosfos says there, it's a longer Tosfos, but I just took out a little piece.
That's why some people say it, some people don't.
Well, yeah, that's why some people don't think they say it, because they don't want to be machti, exactly. There's also other reasons why people don't want to say it, because it could be that it was a ke'ein, a shmeina esrei. And maybe you're going to be yoytze shmeina esrei, you don't want to be yoytze shmeina esrei that way, you want to do it the real way. So that's another reason why people don't say it. But lemaisa, yeah, I mean.
Why didn't Gemara just say it simply? Like, is that something
Right, why didn't it say both? Right, no, so I think that there is an emphasis on Marav. And we're going to see later that there's a reason why he's saying Marav, but I don't think Rashi really addressed it. Rashi just said, you also have the same as Bubu Tefillah by Shacharis.
So he's going to be able to make a whole Kol
Shekin
and the whole thing.
Like right, so he's making a Kol Shekin. Well, so the Gemara could have said Shacharis. Yeah. Right, so I think that there, and I think we're going to see later, that there is a specific emphasis why you're a special Ben Olam Haba if you do it specifically at night and not just by Shacharis. Shacharis, you have to do it either way, but there's a specific Mila to do it by Marav. So Tosfos says over here, Va'anu Sha'imrim, just to point this out, Va'anu Sha'imrim, Yirui Neinu, which is that we're on the third paragraph there. So we say Yirui Neinu, Psukim Achirim Ach Ashkevenu, we say all the Psukim after Ashkevenu, Nira again, Hoyo V'tekinu Banan, Havet Kugula Richtla, so we say the same reason, no, the mice at the end of the day, they're Banan were Mesakin it, so once they're Mesakin it, Havet Kugula Richtla, the Tekinu Loi Mezesh, V'soich Kach Yispal Chaveri, that was the reason why he did it, because we said it so that when people used to come late to shul, and then if we would leave early, it would be a sakana, so therefore we had to extend davening to give them some more time. So that's why we did it. So once they're banamar mesakin it, so then that's then it's considered like a gula arichta. Yeah, well, yeah. It's, apparently they had the shuls, I think, like in the middle of
people
it.
People have always been people.
But I think there was like one shul. So no matter how far away you lived, you know, walking a half hour or 5 minutes.
Funny, okay. I think they would have thought to build the garage. And
So, okay. So then the next thing is remaining Yaino. So, what's the reason why it's such a big, a special thing to be Seimach Gul L'Tefillah? So Ben Yaino is going to address this. He says, Eza Ben Eilam Habazah Seimach Gul L'Shalavis L'Tefillah Shalavis. Yesh L'Hak Shais. So you can ask this kasha, v'chivim neshi tzayim ha'gula tefila, yesh lei schar kol kach yeh ben eilam haba? Should he have such a big schar? Why is it such a big schar? V'ayim b'mari arav, sh'atam sh'zoich l'schar gadol kezeh, m'nei, sh'akadosh baruch hu, kishegalanu v'hitziyonu mi'mitzrayim. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, hayu le'isanu lo'i le'avadim. He took us out to be his avadim. Sh'nemar ki avadai heim asher tzeisi yislam me'eris Mitzrayim. Right? He says, they're my servants, when Hashem's talking about Klal Yisrael, they're my servants that I took out of Eretz Mitzrayim. U'birchus Klal Yisrael, maskeba chesed, sh'asim b'na b'ha'bayre. So we're masking the chesed that Hashem did by taking us out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, he's galos. V'atfilah, he avoida. And tefillah is avoida, right? We know that tefillah is avoida. K'ramin v'avatim es Hashem l'kechem zuhi tefillah. We know that serving Hashem means what? Atfilo, ukeshu masker yitzias Mitzrayim, umispal miyat. So therefore, when you say yitzias Mitzrayim and then you daven right away, what are you showing? Mare shekemoisha ha'eved, shekainai say rabbi chayv lasis mitzvus rabbi. Just like when a master buys an eved, he has to go do whatever his master says to do. Kain hu makar atayv vagula shagala says so too. Someone who's makar. The great gula that Hashem did for us, Shagal Sebayri, Fishahu Avdai, and that we're serving him, but Ivadai Saini serves him, Vikiman Shamakir, Shahu Avdai, and they Shagal of Isra Saini Mitzvahis of Nimsa Shabbat Warza, Zaychachayim Abba. So what happens is like this, the same way that the same way you have to do what the master says. So as soon as we show the geula, which the whole point of it was for us to do, be his eved, how do you serve Hashem? What is the avoida? Avoida is tefillah. So that's why as soon as you mention the geula, you go right away into the avoida to show that, look, I'm serving Hashem. And then when you're serving Hashem, he says, v'kivan shemakir shehu avdai, b'mnei shegayla v'aisr tzayni mitzvaysav, and then he does his ratzin, and he does his mitzvahs, so it comes out, of course, you're going to be zaychel eilam haba. Not that the actual seinel gula tefillah is, this is the secret. You can do whatever you can live like an arse for your whole life, and then just be seinel gula tefillah, and then you'll get this mile of zaychel eilam, it's not like some sort of segula. It's that if you're doing that, you're showing that I'm an Eved Hashem, and when I'm an Eved Hashem, then obviously it's going to stay with you, that you're going to make sure to do all the Ratzon Hashem and do the mitzvahs, and then Avada, if you do that, you're going to be Zaycha Taylam Hav. He says another thing, Tam Acher, Memnei, Shekishemask Gulus Mitzrayim, Wasmal Miyad, Humar Shabbateach Vashem Betfilah. What are you showing? When you first Gula, when you say Gulus Mitzrayim, and then you daven, you're showing that you're Beitech in Hashem. Kimet Shemavakish Ben Otzrochav. because you're asking what you need. Shemisha ena b'tuach boy lo yivakesh. If you don't, you're not b'teach on Hashem. You're not going to ask anything. V'chein yirmei l'shmois rabba parshas boyal parish. I'm l'shem kishak shekisharo yisrael nisim nafloish ayisim ayem abayrei shaloi kitiver shaylem batchu boy. They were b'teach on it. They saw the gula and then they were by teach in Hashem. The kima shemaska achshav oisa gula shevitcha avesin of Hashem vitzilam umispal miyad nimsa shegam hu by teach boy sheyan oisai. So it comes out that as soon as you mention gula, you also show your betachin in Hashem by asking only Him for these things that you need. So the same way that Hashem answered the Israel and that's why you're asking he should answer you. And betachin is the ikar year of emuna. So betachin is it. So as soon as you can get to betachin, that is going to lead you again. The Vard is not the actual being said b'chulut tefila. Either way you learn in the Sarbeni Yoina, it's because it's putting into you betachin and now that you have betachin and you have yira and you have emunah, so obviously Hashem's going to be with you the entire day. You're obviously going to be zaychet olam haba. So those are two ways to learn. And then he just throws in here, amayda min shel tefilas arvis lav dafka. You just okay. This is when I say tefilas marvis, like your kasha. It's lav dafka. He says el neshav tefilas arvis rishus nakat arvis for kol shekain tefilas shachris. Just because I tefilas marvis rishus, so he's nakat also didn't say tefilas shachris. And now, so what does Hashkivenu have to do with Geula? So this is one of our kashas. Now, what does Hashkivenu have to do with Geula? Just because Rabbanu were masakin it, that automatically turns into a Geula. Why? So he addresses this in the next paragraph. He says, "V'af agav that saw claim Hashkivenu beGeula keGeula richtadam." Even though he says Hashkivenu, it's like a Geula richtad. V'atam she'ene afsakam neish Hashkivenu me'ein haGeulu, because Hashkivenu is part of the Geula. She'b'shal she'avra Hashem lingefes Mitzrayim. Because when Hashem was being destroying Mitzrayim, we were scared and we davened to Hashem. We asked Hashem that the mashkes should not come into our house. The tzaddikim are always scared. So can neged that tefillah hiskin loyim hashkivenu. What do we say in Hashkivenu? Shatzilenu Hashem, it called over Rabbi, Yishmer Tzeisenu Vayenu. We ask Hashem to protect us. So the same way that Klal Yisrael asked for protection the night of the Geula, so too, Hashkivenu, we're asking for protection. That also has to do with Geula. So it's not just because Rabbanu Mesachin, it's now that's magic, that's Geula. No, Rabbanu Mesachin, because it has to do with the same thing of Geulas Mitzrayim, that we're asking Hashem for protection. So that at least answers the Hashkivenu part. Baruch Hashem lo elama, you know, the Yerayinu part, that's not, doesn't really address that, but at least the Hashkivenu part we get. So Shita, and the Rabbi Yashiv is going to talk a little bit more about the inyan of being soymechit. Why does it have to do with Marv Bedavka? Is there a specific emphasis on Marv? Mm-hmm. So the Shita says, Omer Marv. So he brings this thing. He says, Kaira Kriyashma Maspal, Masayel, Biachna, Ezabin, Ilava, Zel, Samach, Tfilo, Samach, Gulachal, Arvis, Latfilo, Sharvis. He brings on the Gemara. And then he says, Yesh Lishal, Vachem Nesha, Samach, Gulat, Fil, Yesh, Yilo, Iskar, Kol, Kash, Yilam, Mailam, Abba. Is it such a big thing? Yesh Mephorshim, Deloishia, Ben, Ilam, Abba, Vidavar, Zebavad. Again, the same way they're being, and it's not just that this thing, Elahaki Kama, Ezu, Ben, Ilam, Abba. Kol hazahir b'divrei chachamim l'daktek b'hem ulekayimon sha'af b'zu huzar l'sma gula tefila afila b'layla. That it means that no, it's someone who is so careful in the divrei chachamim to make sure even to be same with gula tefila by Marev. That's the Vard. Is that since Marev is really okay, shos or machlokes whether it's shos or chayva, and still you're medaktek to make sure that you're same with gula tefila, so that shows us that if you're so medactic in the Divrei Chachamim, so then you're going to be medactic it all over, and that's going to lead you also to be a Ben Olam Haba. Rabbi Yashiv says a similar thing. He says that, which is the next thing. He says, "Damer v'yechana is Ben Olam Haba zasem a good feel. Nitin levar atam kach sha'over davar zek kvar nefach leben Olam Haba." Just because you do this, you become an Olam Haba. Mishum shamak b'dal Divrei Chachamim af bedavar shenachleku ibaylis machgula tefila. So he says if you've makbid that you see that there's a machlekes even. Not just as that marvs are rishus, but there's a machlekes whether even you have to be semachgula tefila v'chlal by marv. And still you do it. So same idea as the Shita Megumbar says, we see how makbid you're being on the mitzvahs to be even chayshish for the Shita, you know, even if it's the Das Yachar or the wrong Shita, whatever, you're still makbid to do it. So that's going to bring you to be on the Ben Adam Haba. So let's see how we paskin. That's the sugya, more or less. So then there's some other achmanim here that get very involved with this. There's a nice beautiful stipler on this, and some other achrayim that discuss the whole much more in depth. But let's just go to the halacha. So the halacha is that we go to the halacha, Hilchos Kriyishma Simen Samach Vav, Siv Ches. We're going to start with Siv Ches, even though really it starts with Siv Zayin. We'll come back. So he says, the first halacha is, like we pass him, like a b'yaychanan, Tzarech lismaych gula l'tfila, v'l'yafsik l'acher shama gal Yisrael. So you have to be saymech gula l'tfila, and you should not be mafsik once you say gal Yisrael. Rak in iru oynis. What happens if there's an oynis? Shall he niach tefillin? Let's say you didn't have tefillin with you. When is davening loy ben gula tefillin? Of course, you just daven, and then all of a sudden, between gula tefila, somebody brings you tefillin. So then, maniach oz, you should put them on right then. That's what the mechaber says. V'lo yivarach, but you should not make a bracha. Adachos sheyispal, you should not make a bracha until after you daven. Avol talis loy niach oz, you don't have your talis. You're going to borrow one or whatever, and you're going to miss this man, and you want to daven, and then all of a sudden the talis comes right after you say Gal Yisrael, you should not put on the talis. Let's say it was before you said Gal Yisrael, and then you get the talis and the tefillin, then manichim, so very simple. If you said Gal Yisrael, if it's tefillin, you put it on. If it's not, if it's talis, you don't put it on.
You didn't have either. Putting on tefillin anyway,
should
you put the
top
on, or is it only?
No, we don't, because you every second is another hepsik. So just the tefillin, and then, but if you didn't say Gal Yisrael, then you can put on both, but just don't make the bracha until after tefillah. And then the Rama says v'yeshayim shakaydim Gal Yisrael yivarech al tefillin. Not only that, but if you get it before Gal Yisrael, you should even make a bracha on the tefillin v'alchi noy. So that's the halacha for tefillin.
So that's a hepsik.
So you do put on
with the bracha.
No, he's saying. No, he's saying you just put on, what?
He says if you don't have either, you do put on both. They come both.
If it's before Gal Yisrael, if it's after Gal Yisrael, then you just put on the tefillin, right? Before Gal Yisrael, you put on both. After Gal Yisrael, you just put on tefillin. No bracha after Gal Yisrael. But before Gal Yisrael, if you get the tefillin, the Rama says you should make the bracha of tefillin. Yes, because tefillin has a lot more shaychus. He says that tefillin has a lot more shaychus to tefillah. Tefillin. The dafka, not talis. Tefillin has a lot more shaychus than tefillah, so therefore it's kind of like you're being Isaac in tefillah by putting on the tefillin. So making the bracha also would also be considered like, you know, it wouldn't be as much of a mahasik. Again, if you said Gal Yisrael, then you're not mahasik, you do it, you just put on the tefillin and don't make the bracha.
Is it issue mahasik or is it issue mahasik between gula and tefillah?
Right.
Is it mahasik
stam
or is it mahasik
between gula and tefillah? No, it would be mahasik between gula and tefillah.
Before?
During Kriyashma.
What?
It's supposed to make me another bracha during Kriyashma.
Oh, you mean making a hafsek in the middle of... What are you saying?
Yeah,
you mean,
it's going back on our same... What we were talking about last week and everything is being mafsek in Kriyashma, saying a bracha.
Right. Yeah, so it didn't seem like that's what the issue here is. It seems to be okay because the ma'aseh, you do need it. It has shaykhus to tefillin. It has shaykhus to Kriyashma. So therefore, it's like...
Bracha,
part of what,
as opposed to you can't say Amin Yesh Meirama.
Well, you could say Amin Yesh Meirama in the middle of Kriyashma. I mean, certain things you could be mafsik for in the Kriyashma. One of them is Amin Yesh Meirama. But yeah, but the bracha, since the bracha of tefillin, since it has to do with the mitzvah of Shema and tefillah, so therefore, if it's before you say Gal Yisrael, you should make the bracha. That's how the Maramah learns. Okay, so the Mishabru here says below yafsik. So you would think that maybe what does it mean not to be mafsik? He says afilu b'shehiyah ba'alma b'neim, even just waiting. Without just making the bracha, you shouldn't wait. If you just say Gal Yisrael and just wait, you shouldn't do that either. So that's it's not just actually saying words.
Where does that start, by the way? Does it start from after the words Gal Yisrael? Sometimes, you know, right. Like the Baal Tzul, it's not
right.
Like a second and say the bracha. Is it mamash at that point?
After Gal Yisrael, yeah. This is after Gal Yisrael, yeah.
Before that, there's no Indian whatsoever.
Before that, right? I mean, you just it can't be masik with words.
Right.
But just to wait, I mean, you know,
you can stop there. As a
you can wait there, yeah. Yeah. So then the next, and we're going to see soon that maybe there's certain times you should. So the next thing is the Sif Tes says, Ein lanis kadosh kedusha ben gula tefillah. I just wanted to point this out. You should not answer kadosh kedusha between gula tefillah. You should not answer, once you say Gal Yisrael, you should, the next page. You should not, this is Sif Tes. You should not be mafsik for kadosh kedusha once you said Gal Yisrael. But before, Ketzad Oysa, what should you do? Mam te Mashiach Chadosh HaKadei Lanis. So let's say you're late, and you know that they're going about to start Shemoneh Esrei, Chazor Sashatz, and you, so he says what you can do is you just wait by Shir Chadasha. So you just wait by Shir Chadasha.
Before the words.
Right.
Don't
say. And then say Tefillah with the
Chazor.
You say Tefillah with the Chazor.
No, well, he's saying, well, this halacha is saying that you should not, you should just wait for Kedusha. Wait for Kedusha. Let the Chazon, now you're right, we did learn, this is it, we did learn by Hilchos Tefillah that maybe if you're late, you should daven with the Chazon and then you get everything. But in this halacha, he's saying that you should, and the Chabar at least is saying that you should
just wait for him to
wait by Shir Chadasha.
Wait for him to get to Kedusha.
Right.
Say Kedusha with him and then go back and say Shemoneh Esrei.
Right. So what you do is you wait by Isafela after you say Isafela, and then you stop there, and then, like the Mishbu was about to say, and then after that, you wait for him to get to Kedusha. You say Kedusha, and then you, after Kedusha, you say Shir Chadasha, and then end of Gal Yisrael, and then continue Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so let's just finish this up. So we have the Mishaburi here that says that, what about on Shabbos? It could be on Shabbos, is a little different. So he says that, Yesh Me'achroinim, Shakosvu, the B'Shabbos Mutalans Kasha Kedusha, V'chol Hani Shadayim Lahim Nizkarim L'Obasiv Gimel, Ben Gulfil. All these things that you're allowed to be mafsik for during normally in Kriyishma, in Brechas Kriyishma, you can also be mafsik, even if you said Gal Yisrael, by Shabbos. Shabbos, maybe there's a little different zakh of being same with good tefillah. Okay, and then the Mishmaru says mamtim b'shiru chadasha, which we really spoke out. He says like this: la'achar shamar oisafela l'chol zeh l'chatchila. Now, like what I told you is that you're supposed to stop by shiru chadasha. That's only l'chatchila. Aval b'di'evad, let's say you continued and you forgot about the shir, and then you say shiru chadasha. Oh wait, I'm supposed to stop and wait and. So are you stuck? Kol shaloi omar baruch ata Hashem. As long as you did not say baruch ata Hashem, yachol lanos, you could answer kedusha. La'acher kein tzarich lahaskel meresh shir chadasha. But then what you should do is start again from shir chadasha. So if you did shir chadasha, shir gulim, you're going to Yisrael. Come and you're like, oh wait, I'm supposed to say kedusha. You can stop, say kedusha, and then go back to shir chadasha, say Gal Yisrael, and then continue. Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, now what about the Amen of Gal Yisrael? So the next that's where we're going to go back to Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin says Einay Omer Amen Achar Gal Yisrael. The Mechaber says you should not say Amen after Gal Yisrael. Mishum the Havi Hefsek, because it's a Hefsek. Amen itself is a Hefsek. Ben Gula Tefillah. So we want to go right from Gal Yisrael straight into Tefillah. The Yeshayim in the Ramah says the Einay Amen. No, Yeshayim in the Ramah says that you should answer Amen. V'chein Noyagim La'anay Sachar Shliach Tzibur. And that's the meaning to answer after the Shliach Tzibur. But if you're doubting by yourself and you say Gal Yisrael, you should not answer Amen to your own bracha. Okay, that's a different really sugya that we don't really go like anyway. But about saying Amen to your own brachas. But the Ma'aseh the Ramah is saying that you should say Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. He says that's the meaning. Okay, I'll jump in the gun. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. And the same thing is brought in Shulchan Aruch Rav and then in Aruch HaShulchan. So he says, okay, La Anais. That's only if you do not start the pasuk of Hashem Svasai Tiftach. We know that when you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that's really as if you started davening. Like we said, it's like a tefillah arichta. Once you start Hashem Svasai, it's like you're davening, and then you should not be mafsik. Yesh medaktikim. So some are medaktik. Sheroitzim latzei sokuliyama. They want to be yaitzah like everybody. They don't want it. They're nervous about this amen. So what do they do? Mamtinim b'tzur Yisrael. So they wait by Tzur Yisrael, Oy b'shir chadasha, k'dei la'aris amen achar shleich tzibur, in order to answer the amen. V'kos v'kol acharim shalo yafa heim oisim. You know, you can't do that. Sh'arayu b'am tzaparik, sh'almas v'yatzim, ve'in la'na shom amen, l'vam m'shtei alim anal. We said before, there's only certain amens you're allowed to answer. Amen of Akela Kodesh, amen of Shemeh Tfilo, amen of Damiran B'yoma. There's only certain amens. You can't just answer amen after this after shleich tzibur. So it's not a good eitza.
Gam lachatchila
by the last of tefillas
yud ches. No.
No, so right. So he says the minhag is to say amen after you say Gal Yisrael. Yeah.
Now he's saying.
Well, he's saying that if you want to say amen before that, that's we never find that you ought to be masik before that.
Before the bracha.
Right before the.
What would you be saying amen to?
To the Gal Yisrael. You want to wait to the Shliach Tzibah to say to Gal Yisrael.
Yes.
Right. So therefore, he said no. But so but the Rama is only saying that once you say Gal Yisrael. And now you're just waiting to start Shemoneh Esrei. Then if the Chazan says Gal Yisrael, then you could answer Amen. But if you're in the middle of the bracha, you shouldn't answer Amen. So that's what he's saying. So then he says, "Lechatchila roi lahaskel tefilat yilches imashatz v'akal b'shava." That lechatchila you're supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei together. So he says it's not a good idea because really you're supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei with everybody together. Ela etza acheres yesh. There's another etza which we all know. V'nachin la'asoyso. It's proper to do it. K'dei lotzis l'kuliyama she'yichavein l'sayim imashatz b'shove. That you should finish Gal Yisrael with the chazan. V'oz einu mechuyev anes amen. Then you don't have to answer amen. Oh, another etza she'yaskel Shemoneh Esrei ma'ad k'dei imashatz. Another Eitzel is that if you already said Gal Yisrael, you're like, oh shoot, now he's going to say Gal Yisrael, he might do it out loud, and I'm going to answer Amen, you should start right away, Hashem Svasai, and then once you start Hashem Svasai, we said earlier that it's like you started Tefillah already, and you should not, and you do not have to answer Amen that way.
Really, it's a comfort to not completely finish the bracha of Gal Yisrael.
So they're trying to get out of this Shiloh also.
He doesn't mention that.
Right, he does not bring that also. But it's brought on the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that he gives this Eitzah that you should not say Gal Yisrael out loud.
Chazen.
Yeah, the Chazen should not say it out loud.
That's where we got it from.
Well, the Chassam Sofer says that's the first that I've seen it.
Where's he got it from?
I have to look at the Tshuva. And then it's also brought from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that this is a good Eitzah that you should say Baruch Atah Hashem as the Chazen and then quietly Gal Yisrael. And he says that it seems like the minhag of the Chazan Ish. However, Shlomo Zalman says that no, the Chazan should say it out loud. You should say Gal Yisrael out loud.
Everyone should know not to say Amen.
And everyone should know the halacha either that they should finish together or that they should start Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, they should know this halacha.
The minhag is to say Amen to that bracha.
Right, but again, you don't want to get into machlokes. So you don't want to get into.
The Rama says to say amen.
Right, the Rama does say to say amen, but the Mishnah Berura says that you don't want to just be saying amen. You want to get out of this shaila. You don't want to answer amen. So therefore, he gives you the etza to finish with the chazan. So Lamaaseh, Shlomo Zalman says you should do it out loud just to finish this up. That's what I've seen, and he also says that Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Yisav, Gedol Yisrael. It was not the minhag to say it quietly. So last time I did see some people, what they do is Baruch Atah Hashem, go and then they do it, just the last word quietly.
Right.
So at least maybe they're trying to incorporate both shittas. There is one more shaila I just wanted to speak out from Shaila Shuvas of the Rashba. But the Rabbi says, let's say you come into davening late and you see that the tzibur is up to Shemoneh Esrei. So should you be Saima Gula Tefillah and then miss Tefillah with tzibur, or should you damage one S right away and then miss out on some Gula Tefillah. Yeah. So he says it depends. Beautiful. That's Mamash Bazan his side. So he says it depends. Depends if it's Ma'ariv or Shachris. So he says, if it's Ma'ariv, so then he says that let me see what he says. Right. Well, he says even if it's not a reshus, it's not the same level chayv as shachris. So he says, therefore, if it's mariv, it's better. Right, so it says Ma'ariv you should daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and then say Shema afterwards. Yeah. But by Shachris, you should first say Shema, and then do Tefillah. This is an important thing, because a lot of times, sometimes people can come a few minutes late to Ma'ariv, and they're going to miss Tefillah with Tzibur if you don't daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So what you should do is you should daven with the Tzibur Shemona Esrei, and then go back and do brachas. Mashenkin Shachris, you should go. You should say Kriyat Shema first, and then say Shemona Esrei, even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. But really, like we said, there's other eights that you can get Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're done with the Chazan.
Instead of starting from Shulchan.
Okay.